Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text number 8 and 9. Nakaschin mriyate davat.
Nakaschin mriyate davat.
Nakaschin mriyate davat.
Nakaschin mriyate davat.
Yavad asta ihantakah.
Evat asta nihan katah.
Yavad asta ihantakah.
Yavat asta ihantakah.
Etad artham hi Bhagavan.
Etad artham hi Bhagavan.
Etat artham hi Bhagavan.
Etat artham hi Bhagavan.
Ahutah paramarshibhi.
Ahutah paramarshibhi.
Ahutah paramarshibhi.
Ahutah paramarshibhi.
Aho naraloke piyeta.
Aho naraloke priyata.
Aho nraloke priyeta.
Aho nraloke priyeta.
Hari leelamratam vachah.
Hari leelamratam vachah.
Hari leelamratam vachah.
Hari leelamratam vachah.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Kaschit.
Kaschit.
Anyone.
Anyone.
Mriyate.
Mriyate.
Will die.
Will die.
Tavat.
Tavat.
So long.
So long.
Yavat.
Yavat.
As long as.
As long as.
Aste.
Aste.
Is present.
Is present.
Iha.
Ihe.
Herein.
Herein.
Antakaha.
Antakaha.
One who causes the end of life.
One who causes the end of life.
Etat.
Etat.
This.
This.
Artham.
Artham.
Reason.
Reason.
He.
He,
certainly.
Certainly.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The representative of the Lord.
The representative of the Lord.
Ahutaha.
Ahutaha.
Invited.
Invited.
Param Rishivihi.
Param Rishivihi.
By the great sages.
By the great sages. Sages.
Aho.
Aho.
Alas.
Alas.
Naloke.
Naloke.
In human society.
In human society.
Piyeta.
Piyata.
Let them drink.
Let them drink.
Hari Leela.
Hari Leela.
Transcendental pastimes of the Lord.
Transcendental pastimes of the Lord.
Amritam.
Amritam.
Nectar for eternal life.
Nectar for eternal life.
Vachaha.
Vachaha.
Narrations.
Narrations.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
As long as Yamaraj, who causes everyone's death, is present here, no one shall meet with death. The great sages have invited the controller of death, Yamaraj, who is the representative of the Lord. Living beings who are under his grip should take advantage by hearing the deathless nectar in the form of this narration of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Please repeat. As long as Yamaraj,
as long as Yamaraj,
who causes everyone's death,
who causes everyone's death,
is present here,
is present here,
no one shall meet with death,
no one shall meet with death.
The great sages have invited,
the great sages have invited,
the controller of death,
the controller of death,
Yamaraj,
Yamaraj,
who is the representative of the Lord,
who is the representative of the Lord.
Living beings,
living beings,
who are under his grip,
who are under his grip,
should take advantage,
should take advantage,
by hearing the deathless nectar,
by hearing the deathless nectar,
in the form of this narration,
in the form of this narration,
of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord,
of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord.
Purport. Every human being dislikes meeting with death, but he does not know how to get rid of death. The surest remedy for avoiding death is to accustom oneself to hearing the nectarian pastimes of the Lord as they are systematically narrated in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is advised herein, therefore, that any human being who desires freedom from death should take to this course of life as recommended by the rishis headed by Shaunaka. Take the next one, ninth one. Mandasya manda pragyasya pragyasya.
Manda mandasya pragyasya.
Mandasya manda pragyasya.
Mandasya manda pragyasya.
Vayo manda yushaschavai.
Vayo manda yushaschavai.
Vayo manda yushaschavai.
Vayo manda yushaschavai.
Nidraya hrite naktam.
Nidraya hrite naktam.
Nidraya hriyate naktam.
Nidraya hriyate naktam.
Divacha vyartha karma bihi.
Divacha vyartha karma bihi.
Divacha vyartha karma bihi.
Divacha vyartha karma bihi.
Lazy human beings with paltry intelligence and a short duration of life pass the night sleeping and the day performing activities that are for naught purport.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, less intelligent do not know the real value of the human form of life. The human form is a special gift of material nature in the course of her enforcing stringent laws of miseries upon the living being. It is a chance to achieve the highest boon of life, namely to get out of the entanglement of repeated birth and death. The intelligent take care of this important gift by strenuously endeavoring to get out of the entanglement. But the less intelligent are lazy and unable to evaluate the gift of the human body to achieve liberation from the material bondage. They become more interested in so-called economic development and work very hard throughout life simply for the sense enjoyment of the temporary body. Sense enjoyment is also allowed to the lower animals by the laws of nature, and thus a human being is also destined to a certain amount of sense enjoyment according to his past or present life. But one should definitely try to understand that sense enjoyment is not the ultimate goal of human life. Herein it is said that during the daytime one works for nothing, because the aim is nothing but sense enjoyment. We can particularly observe how the human being is engaged for nothing in the great cities and industrial towns. There are so many things manufactured by human energy, but they are all meant for sense enjoyment and not for getting out of the material bondage. And after working hard during the daytime, a tired man either sleeps or engages in sex habits at night. That is the program of materialistic civilized life for the less intelligent. Therefore, they are designated herein as lazy, unfortunate, and short-lived. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Vilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Na kaschin mriyate tavad yavad asta ihantakaha etad artham hi bhagavan ahutah paramarshibhi aho nirloke piyeta harilila amritam vachaha. As long as Yamraj, who causes everyone's death, is present here, no one shall meet with death. The great sages have invited the controller of death, Yamaraj, who is the representative of the Lord. Living beings who are under his grip should take advantage by hearing the deathless nectar in the form of his narration of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. So Shaunaka Rishi actually is asking the question. But you see, as he is asking the question, he is also elaborating on the question. The question is, this time it's a question is a long one, you know, he's also telling, he's foretelling things, because he knows. Shaunaka Rishi is not some neophyte, not some recruit, you know. He's heading all the rishis there, sitting there. So his narration, his questions are also transcendental, because they are related to Krishna, you know. This is the underline. Big underline is, if it is related to Krishna, then everything is perfect, whatever we say. Like one time somebody asked Prabhupada, how do you say whatever you are speaking is perfect? How do we believe that? And Prabhupada, being a pure devotee of the Lord, he said, I am not perfect. But what I am speaking is simply repeating what the perfect person is speaking. Krishna is perfect. So since Krishna is speaking something and I am repeating that, he says, so whatever I am saying is also perfect. In other words, if you repeat just what the acharyas say, what the guru parampara says, then you are safe. If you manufacture something of your own, then there is a problem. So here we see Yamaraj. If Yamaraj is somewhere, you know, the sages are so smart. They invited Yamaraj for this classes of Suta Goswami, for hearing this Bhagavatam. And since Yamaraj is here, there is nobody dying at that time, you know. At least among those present there, they are all assured. Yes, because of the, you know, special mercy. And we saw that Yamaraj is also dancing in the kirtan, you know, he is ready. He says, he is also hearing this. He is not simply come here and saying, okay, give me a seat, big seat. He is actually taking a very humble position and sitting with the sages. But Shaunaka Rishi is just saying that, you know, like, the lawyer is with us, so who will fight the case? Like that. So he says, he's there, so no problem. Let us. And then, since he's asking a question for everybody, he's talking about the present age. Incidentally, this one is also going to be repeated in the 11th canto, where in detail the symptoms of Kali Yuga are there. You know. Here just one or two are mentioned here. Mandasya manda pragyasya vayo mandas manda yushaschayaye nidraya hrite naktam divacha vyartha karma bihi. Lazy human beings with paltry intelligence and a short duration of life pass the night sleeping and the day performing activities that are for naught. Vyartha. Shramahi kevala vyartha. Diva is daytime, naktam is night, nidra is sleeping. So how he passes the life? Just by, you know, working in the day, sleeping in the night. That doesn't mean that the devotees don't sleep in the night or something like that. No. Devotees, everything is declared, certified by Krishna as transcendental, you know. Devotees have nothing to do with this material things. They deal with the material matter for the purpose of serving Krishna. As long as that is there, you know, when I am saying devotee and all this, I mean, we cannot include everybody there. We have to be very careful about finding out. I mean, we can't even find out, you know, we can't even judge who is a devotee, because this is a bit direct relationship between Krishna and the devotee. So sometimes externally we see somebody not, you know, looking very bright, he's not asking questions, simply sitting in the class. But then, as I said, he has a special relationship with Krishna. Everybody has a special relationship. So we find him suddenly talking, you know, pure knowledge, like Jada Bharata. He had purposely asked for that type of life, of course. He's an elevated devotee. So Jada Bharata was just simply sleeping under the tree, like a python, it said, you know, and all his hairs are matted with dust. He doesn't take bath. He smells. Everything is there, you know, about him. But when the king Raghu, he asked, you know, because there was one man shot for carrying his palanquin, and they engaged Jada Bharata, and he was going here and there, and then king said, "Who is this nonsense guy? Get him off." And he started chastising him, and then Jada Bharata opened his mouth and he gave a big class to Rahuguna. He gave a class to him on Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So appearances can be deceptive. We should not judge anybody just by appearance. So let us discuss a little about this lazy thing, you know, because Kali Yoga makes us lazy, no doubt about it. And then, since we want to become more lazy, we are inventing more and more things. You know, all the latest developments, latest so-called scientific innovations and inventions and whatnot, research, is just to make us more lazy. Just to give an example, you know, good old days, if I had to go somewhere, I had to ask people, then they, you know, you had to go to, keep on inquiring from people, and then you can reach some place, right? Then they came out with the maps. You know, then they have the street maps. 1998, when I came to US for the first time, you know, and then I was required to go to some places, and there was no GPS or something. So, go to the, buy the big map, you know, like some 500 pages. Then go to that particular city and then that particular section, and then you follow the trail, you know, and then say. But yes, we could reach. Maybe sometime, you know, you have to ask somebody on the way. So that required some efforts. And then now, GPS has come here, and I am told in India also. So now, in GPS also, you know, so it made us a little more lazy. Okay, because now you don't have to, you become not only lazy, you become slave also. Whatever the lady, the GPS lady is saying, you do that, you know. She said, turn left, turn right, like that, you know. You become lazy and slave. Now the latest versions, you don't have to press and on right and all that, just say, Walmart, and then just she takes you to Walmart. Wherever you want to go, you just tell the smartphones. They are called smartphones. Funnily, the smartphones make you more lazy. They don't make you smart, because it's made by smart people who could sell us something so that we become more lazy. You know, so automation, all these things. Long back when we were in college, I used to watch a lot of movies, you know, those days. And especially the comedy movies. So there was one movie where, and this is old one, you know, so they had to do a lot of work on that. This person does nothing, you know, in the morning he gets up and his bed folds on its own, you know, he just has to press one button, bed folds. Then his egg comes from something, you know, someplace. He presses a button, egg comes, it starts rolling and just falls on the one place, you know, where it's got broken. And then it goes, the yellow of that goes on the tawa or whatever, frying pan. So like, you know, full thing. Like, he, so much so that he, for wearing a pant, he just stands on the pant and some two strings pull it up. just only zip and go. So there's no limit. There's no limit to laziness. We can become as lazy as we want. And sometime the whole program, phone numbers, we don't have to remember anymore, you know. But that's a problem. Sometimes somebody asks your own phone number, you don't know. So many times I've seen people, what's your number? And they will say, oh, 1 minute, you know. Then if they have the phone, their own phone, and in their own phone, others' numbers are there, your own number is not there. So these are the downsides of that. And there are n number of things about this lazy things. And we can see that happening. Yes. And then Shaunaka Rishi says, they are mandasya. Mandasya means lazy. And manda pragyasya. Pragyasya means intelligence. So intelligence is also manda. Very slow. But now people won't agree. People will say, oh, no. My IQ is so much. My this quotient, that quotient, you know, like that, they will say. My here they will say, so and so got, what is that, 3.8, 4, something. So that person is supposed to be very, very intelligent. But here, when we are studying transcendental Bhagavatam, so what we are talking about is spiritual intelligence. It's not laziness is, of course, spiritual laziness, super. Not one person is ready to. I've been trying to get them here for Mangalarti, you know. Not one person is ready, because if their office calls them at 7 o'clock, you should be entering the office at 7. They get up 5, this, that. But if you have to come to Mangalarti for 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, then it is impossible. It doesn't happen. So these are the practical things we see in our life, you know, that people are simply following them, you know, thinking that they will get some wonderful experience. And then, you know, their life will improve. As somebody says, oh, one of my friends, you know, he came here and his children are here. So he was telling, oh, sir, whatever you say, you know, the standard of life is fantastic here, you know, much better. And I know, I mean, what he's talking about, you know, because what kind of fantastic thing is there, that, okay, you got all these gadgets. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Manisha. But we are getting dependent on that. We have so many things. As I said, we are the slaves. Now imagine this person having a GPS. If the GPS stops working and he's in the middle of something, you know, and now after about 2 minutes he has to take some turn. Happened with me. So I know what happens, you know. You're lost. You cannot reach anymore. So we are so much dependent, and we call ourselves independent, you know. It's an independent country. And you're depending on everything, you know. So anyway, it's a nice purport by Srila Prabhupada. If you really look at the purport, he says sense enjoyment is the only thing, and he says available to lower animals also. Dog also has the same, like Prabhupada once time says that, you know, what pleasure you get at home, the dog gets on the street. Place is different, but pleasure is same. And we got this human life for austerity, for starting inquiring, for discriminating between matter and spirit, and then ultimately use it to go back. And that's where Bhagavatam comes handy. So I think we'll stop here. I wanted to tell you some lazy jokes, but you know, it's okay. Some other time. Okay, so thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.